Recorded Books and RB Digital present Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven, but Nobody Wants to Die, Bioethics and the Transformation of Healthcare in America by Amy Gutman and Jonathan D. Moreno. Narrated by Andrea Gallo. Introduction. A Duty to Tell. Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven, but Nobody Wants to Die is the title of an old blues song that captures the ironic way American society has come to view the afterlife, an ideal place where no one has to pay the price of achieving eternal perfection. In reality, though, our life choices test how much we are willing to pay. For healthcare, the stakes are high. Longevity, the quality of life, and often life itself. When the stakes are so high, only the best will do, but the best has to compete with all the expenses and other hard choices involved in getting the best. To take the most glaring example, there's no limit on healthcare spending in the United States. We spend far more per capita on healthcare and medical science than any other society, an amount that continues to grow. If the results corresponded to the spending, there would be little reason to complain. Unfortunately, all that money hasn't made us the world's healthiest country, far from it. Compared to the populations of other high-income countries, Americans today have among the lowest life expectancy and the highest infant mortality. The United States spends about twice as much per capita on medical care as other affluent countries, providing insurance to a lower proportion of its population. American health care is inefficient and inequitable, the worst of both worlds. Technological innovations, coupled with other societal changes, raise other hard questions, for example, about new means of human reproduction and their implications for the well-being of children, as well as the liberty, responsibility, and sometimes even the identification of parents. The health and longevity for which we strive have never come without public controversy, while also creating tough choices among competing values. We must face up to the fact that spending more on health care, both as a society and as individuals, means spending less on something else we value, like child care, elementary, secondary, or higher education, public or private transportation, housing, or discretionary quality of life goods and services. Those hard choices are inevitable, and the costs aren't only financial. Whether exemplified by divides over universal health care insurance, investments in public health and mental health, new reproductive technologies, genetic engineering, end-of-life care, or organ donations, making health care choices for ourselves and our society tests our priorities, our moral values, and our willingness to work out our disagreements. There are also rare and remarkable times when we actually serve up the best and don't feel any need to do tough thinking about trade-offs. As we were writing this book, we were transfixed by the rescue of a Thai youth soccer team and their young assistant coach from the cave that flooded and trapped them for over 2 weeks. Hundreds of rescuers from around the world were mobilized, from Thai Navy SEALs to an international group of volunteers. Once rescued, the team and coach were helicoptered to the nearest city's hospital quarantine for a week. No expense was spared, no knowledge or expertise untapped. A volunteer diver heroically lost his life early in the rescue operation. What makes situations like these so exceptional? The life and death stakes are immediate. The lives are identifiable, and we positively relate to them. We are conditioned to think fast rather than to think slow. As psychologist
Sample complete. Ready to continue?